So you know your mind is holographic.
Turn left onto Benjamin Parkway.
Because you can think about a place that you've been and imagine it in your mind. Even though you're not there, you can picture it in your mind. You can look at an object.
Continue on Benjamin Parkway for 1.5 miles.
You can look at an object, rotate it, and you know what the back, and you can turn it back to its front side, and you can actually know what the back looks like without looking at it. Your mind is holographic. That's what a hologram is, right? You take an image, and no matter which piece you pull off, you see the same image, and then when you rotate it, you can see all the different sides of it. You don't have to be there. You can think about your mom's house or your sister's house or your cousin's house or whatever, and you know what it looks like, and you're not even there because you've been there. Now, when Jesus said, you know all things, or the Bible says, you know all things, I can't remember where the verse is right now, but it's not really a joke. When you first read it, you say, well, what does that mean? How can I know all things? The reason you can know all things is because the life, he's talking about down here on the earth plane, the reason you know all things is because it's really simple. Life is really simple. And everybody around you is doing the same thing. And what's happening to you in the spirit realm, you're doing in the natural realm. You cleanse your clothes. The cloth means clergy. So as you cleanse your clothes, you're being cleansed.
In a quarter mile, keep left to continue on Joseph M. Bryan Boulevard.
As you're brewing your food, your coffee, you're being brewed. He brews. He's brewing. He's trying to bubble up some spiritual.
Keep left to continue on Joseph M. Bryan Boulevard.
He's trying to bubble up some spiritual.
Continue on Joseph M. Bryan Boulevard for 1.5 miles.
Everything that you do in the natural is being done to you because the spirit realm is the source. So I'm looking at this speed limit sign. It says 55 mile an hour, right? So I know there's going to be another one up the street here. There's going to be another sign that says 55 miles an hour. And it might say 65 or 60, but I'm looking at a bridge. I know there's going to be another bridge eventually. It's all a fractal repeat, and it's a hologram, and it's based on the spiritual truth. Life in the natural is really easy. You go to work, you go home, you go to sleep, you take a shower, you cleanse your clothes, you cleanse your house, you take care of your body ship, your house ship, your car.
In half a mile, take the Westridge Road exit.
And you just repeat the same stuff over and over. It's really simple. And it doesn't matter what city you go to, what state, what country, what the highways are similar, the ground, you know, somebody says, well, why don't you go to the beach?
Take the Westridge Road exit, then turn right onto Westridge Road.
I said, that's fine. I lived at the beach for a year. I mean, but what's at the beach? The same thing that's here, dirt and water and trees.
Turn right onto Westridge Road.
Why do I need to go somewhere? I can have a break in my backyard, you know? I can take a break. I can build a sanctuary in my backyard.
In half a mile, turn left onto Whitehurst Road.
I can dig a hole, make my own water hole, make my own lake or pond. I mean, really. Everybody thinks they got to go somewhere to be happy, to find peace. No matter where you go, you're still there. No matter where you go, God's still there. No matter where you go, God is convicting you of sin, righteousness, and judgment, no matter where you go. That tells you that it's a fractal right there. No matter where you go, every human being is under conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The judgment to come. The righteousness of Christ alone. It's not our righteousness, it's His righteousness. The judgment, whether
take the next left onto Whitehurst Road, then turn right.
Whether it's the great white throne judgment for the unsaved, or whether it's the Bema seat for the saved, the Bema seat after the rapture.
Take the next right, then turn left.
It's still the same process. There's going to be judgment for things done in the body. The wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn up. But if I go across town,
take the next left, then you'll arrive at your destination.
If I go across town and the same truth is across town, the righteousness of Christ, the judgment of God, sin, righteousness, judgment. What is sin? The sinful state of mankind in the flesh. What is righteousness? The finished work of Jesus. The righteousness of Christ alone.
You have arrived.
I wanted to make sure this thing's still working. The sinfulness of man, the righteousness of Christ, and the judgment. Whether you're saved or lost, there's still a judgment. And I'm not saying you're going to lose your salvation at all, because you can't lose your salvation, but because you're seated in the heavenlies, you're sealed until the day of redemption. There's three kinds of salvation, really. Justification, sanctification, glorification. You're justified by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. And so the righteousness of Christ is what we depend on. That's what we stand on. I'm going in this store. I had to Google where I could buy certain work pants. I got to buy some work pants. The other one's ripped up. And it wasn't but 4 miles. So about for the last 2 years, I thought, where can I get these? Because JCPenney quit selling them. This is the only kind that feel good, you know. And so hopefully they're here. I don't know. I'm going to go in here and look, but probably won't find them. Hopefully I will. Every time you find a good system, they change it on you, you know. And that's another thing I want to talk about. How come the system's crashing and burning? How come the system's failing? How come everything's crashing? Because it's man. Man, this energy of the flesh. I don't care if it's crypto. I don't care if it's stocks. I don't care if it's politics, I don't care if it's schools, medical, it all crashes and burns because they try to create a system based on fallen nature. Everywhere you look, you can see 666 on everything. But behind 666 is the blood of His cross. Black, white, and red. The black and white is the cross. Red is the blood. The black and white is the checkered board that you're playing on. And so everything's a projection from the cross. And if you try to do this walk down here in the energy of the flesh, which is the six, from your fingertip to your elbows, 18 inches. Six plus six plus six. It's a cube. Cubit. It's a cube system. The word cube goes back to the line system. And where does the line system come from? The lies of mankind. You believe a lie and you reflect these lies back. So the energy of the flesh is nothing more than promoting lies in a system of lies. Babylon is man's energy. Even though the truth is right in front of you, man is an utter failure. And so, long story short, what am I saying? Life is really simple. Trust God. Renew your mind. Believe on Jesus. Get saved. whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave there's no work. Find something you enjoy doing and just do it. And it's going to get monotonous. It's going to be a repeat. But the outside, monotonous. The inside is renewed day by day. It's really a simple life. You look at your boss or some CEO or some master's degree person, they don't know anything. If you can rightly divide the Bible, you know more than the PhD that can't. Life is really simple. Cut, turn, union, and flow. Cut is the cross. Turn is verse. Verses of the Bible. Union is God bringing his church back in union through Jesus. Flow is the discourse out of your mouth, preaching the gospel, or it's walking or moving. Any kind of flow, whether it's conversation, whether it's movement or whatever, walking is the flow, and it represents the blood. The flow represents the blood. The water has to flow or stagnate. The currency has to flow or is stagnated. Your blood has to flow or is stagnated. Everything has to flow. The air in your house has to flow or you get mold. You understand? If the filter clogs up the AC unit, it won't cool. It has to flow. That's why you have to change your filter every month. You have to change your filter. And if you have to change your AC filter, AC is code. If you have to change your filter, you have to change your internal filter. You have to do a cleansing. Keep short accounts. How do you walk in the spirit? Keep short accounts. Are you perfect? No. You keep short accounts. Lord, I messed up. Claim the blood. Help me to renew my mind so I don't keep in that same pattern anymore. Just keep short accounts. Keep short accounts with your neighbor. Keep short accounts with your boss. Keep short accounts with your coworker, your spouse, your friends, your family. Because you're going to offend people. They're going to offend you, and you're going to offend people, so you keep short accounts. Pretty much, that's pretty much the gist of it all. Control your thoughts. Don't let the media mess with your mind. Control your thoughts by staying in the Word.